My career is looking like now, I've been in touch with Golden Boy and my management team, Shear Sports, over the last few weeks now, and we're pushing towards a date now in October or early November.
And is Jamie Mungua, is he speculated to be your opponent, or is that...
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. It's definitely a possibility, and if that fight doesn't come through, I will be on the undercard of that fight for a possible eliminator fight and a possible world title fight then against Jamie Mungua.
What percentages-wise would you say that you'd be taking on Jamie Mungua? I mean, that's a big fight. He's a big puncher. He's undefeated. It'd just be an absolute amazing challenge for you, an amazing sort of stage for you to be performing on, and you've performed on big stages. Is it 50-50 or a bit better than that at this stage?
Yeah, it's probably 50-50 at the minute, because I know there is one or two other lads in for the fight as well. So it's a matter of who the zone approves for the fight. There's going to be, I think, actually Turiano Johnson, the guy that did defeat me, I think he is in for it also. So it's going to be between two or three fighters. I think, to be honest, it's down to myself and Johnson at the minute. And it's a matter of DAZN just putting it across now, seeing what fight makes sense now, because in boxing it's not all about the opponents and things they got there. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes, that who's going to buy the fight, who's going to tune into the fight, who's going to sell more tickets. Obviously not sell more tickets, but who's going to sell more pay-per-views now.
And who's going to sign up for more of streaming searches, given the DAZN model. So that all streaming. Okay. Listen, Jason, the best of luck with whomever you fight. It's a big card to be on in any case, and we wish you the absolute best of luck with it.
Thanks very much, Greg, and appreciate you having me on.